Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Last week's sermon was on the body of the church and how each of us have our gifts. We see that each person has their strengths, but in a way that also highlights our weaknesses. One person might be kind, while another is able to instruct in even tough situations. However, when it comes to God, He doesn't have those give and take traits like we do. He is perfect in all things. For example, He shows His mercy and kindness in Exodus 34:6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. We also see God's justice in Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and upright is He. And when necessary, God is not shy in showing His wrath when the time is right. Ezekiel 25:17, I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. Also, not only does God possess all the good traits that we collectively have by His grace, but He is beyond that, and His traits are infinitely greater than what we have. And because of His awesomeness, He certainly ought to be praised. I'll end with Psalm 18:25-31. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. To the devious you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? Amen.